Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 98 for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up Tuesday, moving just below major resistance as recent strength in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola was up $1 to $5, the November contract up $4.20 at $474 per ton. While Chicago soybeans ended narrowly mixed today, soy oil posted solid gains yesterday when Canadian markets were closed for Thanksgiving. Uncertainty over the size and quality of Canada's crop remained a bit supportive as well as farmers continued to deal with cold and wet conditions for the final stages of harvest. However, production is still expected to be large overall and that limited the upside. Relatively favorable U.S. harvest conditions were bearish as well, while South America is also gearing up for large soybean plantings of their own. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were steady to mostly higher, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report, a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans were narrowly mixed at the close after posting gains for most of the day, the November contract down a quarter cent at 954 and a quarter per bushel. Average trade guesses are predicting an increase in the U.S. soybean production number in tomorrow's report, especially as harvest reports continue to beat expectations across the Midwest. Conditions look favorable for the most part into next week, and that should allow producers to keep making good progress bringing in this year's crop. However, export demand on the other side also remains strong and stock projections may see some tightening. For corn, prices were up 1 to 2 cents, the December contract up 2 at 3.45 per bushel. Traders are still holding large net short positions in corn and were buying some of those positions back amid expectations for a possible downgrade in the size of the U.S. corn crop in tomorrow's report. However, seasonal harvest pressure limited any advances with the corn harvest over a third complete. For wheat, prices are up 1 to 4 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 3 at 4.07 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop is estimated to be about half seeded, although recent rains in some wheat-growing regions may cause delays getting in the rest of the acres. Quality concerns with the North American spring wheat crop remain supportive, especially for the Minneapolis futures, but ample world wheat supplies remain bearish on the other side. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.